We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Well, I guess I have to talk about this because of the, you know, the partisan nature of all of this, because no matter what I say, what topic I talk about, I get a text, a series of texts from a bunch of different folks. Why are you not talking about the Epstein files? So let me go on a record again so that everybody understands exactly where I stand. I said from early onset, once I consumed all of the information for me to draw and formulate my opinion on this matter, release the files. Invite Ghislaine Maxwell to testify before Congress. And let's tell it all. And let's put it behind us. And if there was anybody that's in those files where they can establish probable cause to arrest those individuals for having sex with an underage female, they should be charged. Plain and simple. Now, I don't know what's in the files. I don't know that, you know, there's any of that information there. What I do know is that the previous administration, the Biden administration, had access to the files and they did nothing. And they chose not to release any of the information or anything else. There's been this resurgence here now by both Democrats and Republicans, myself included, because I'm sick and tired of hearing about the Epstein files. What did he kill himself? I don't know. I don't care. Quite frankly, he probably got what he deserved. Either way. Doesn't matter to me. But the fact of the matter is, the Trump administration is guilty of providing some titillating details and really getting folks' curiosity up as it relates to these files. So release them. And if they can go after individuals there, they should. The Biden administration had that opportunity. They should have. They obviously didn't, and they obviously didn't release the files. I got to imagine if there was something there that was salacious relative to Trump, one way or another, that was coming out. So I don't know that there's a high probability that there's going to be anything criminal in nature or otherwise that you're going to find in those files, because they had them and it didn't modify their behavior. Their behavior in the past is well known that they would have leaked that information at some point in time. So, but it wouldn't matter to me either way. I don't care. Let the chips fall where they may. It is what it is, and it ain't going to change.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Release it. Now, unfortunately, there's all kinds of rules that have to be followed by DOJ. The grand jury in Florida rejected the request to open the grand jury proceedings in the state case against Jeffrey Epstein, where allegedly a lot of the salacious details of the activities of on that island and in his life were revealed. And then others that say that they were privy because of their representation of certain folks during the course of that investigation say that grand jury testimony is devoid of a lot of that. I don't know who to believe or who not to believe. But, you know, we've gone absolutely hog wild crazy over the Epstein files, and nobody really knows what's in there. It's conjecture. You know, and if they have somebody wishing him happy birthday on a list, so what? A lot of people used to be his friends, and a lot of people parted when, you know, a lot of these revelations started to be made public. It doesn't mean that every single solitary person that he ever came in contact actually had knowledge of what this guy was about. I would ask you, you're not surprised in your lifetime about things that you've come to learn about not only people in your family, but maybe some close friends, right? I think it's happened to everybody. So, I mean, you know, it is what it is. If there's something that's of any value, release it. I mean, I don't know where else to go with this. It's consuming a lot of people's time. I would be more interested in a much more detailed look into our intelligence community and the manipulation and manufacture of information there, if that's true. I'd love to see an unredacted copy of all of that stuff to gain a better understanding of who did what, when, and why and how, in order to put in systems to make sure that these two parties, the Democrats and the Republicans, are not to be trusted any longer. Because obviously they can't handle that information. And quite frankly, you know, the bastardization of the Intelligence Committee in Congress and the way that they are, it used to be that they would not say a word, nothing, zippo. I mean, it was kind of, you know, not accepted to even ask the questions. The response would be, you know, I can't talk about that. You don't hear that often anymore. We give nuanced responses so that we can get a click and, you know, somebody can get a headline and we're off and running. And they're all guilty of it. And the one that it harms more than anybody else is us. Because we don't know what to ultimately make of it, because we don't totally understand all the players in the game up there in Washington. Even as much as I follow it and others follow it, we don't know about all the games. There are all kinds of games and misdirection and stuff going on about that. So, you know, it's just, I think we've kind of lost sight here a little bit, but release it. That's where I am. Release it. I'm done. I mean, it's just the only way that you're going to bring a closure to this and stop the conjecture, because both parties are fueling it, is to release the files. And maybe there's an important lesson to be learned here by these folks up in D.C., and especially Pam Bondi, in the manner in which she responded to some of these questions. She didn't have to say anything. She could have just simply said, the file's on my desk. I hadn't reviewed it yet. I don't know what's in there. We were committed to look through the files to see whether or not there's anything there, and we're going through the process. And I'm not at liberty to talk about it any more than that at this juncture. But no, that's not how we responded. We responded in a way that really piqued everybody's curiosity that there are potentially smoking guns in these files. We don't know what's in these.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.